Big year for the Denman Devils. 2022 is their centenary. Joining us to tell us what's happening is Jay Shepherdson. Jay, how are we doing, mate?
Good, thanks, Andrew. Yeah, going well.
Mate, we do have the sad news that's come out this week. A longtime servant of the Denman Devils, Ray Barry, passing away. That's very sad news.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah. No, Ray's a longtime legend at Denman and won quite a few premierships with Denman and won one with Merriwar as well. So, yeah, he's a local legend and, obviously his family's been involved with the Devils for, probably most of that 100 years. Neely's brother, has won five premierships, still involved. So, yeah, it's a long-time family association. So, yeah, sad news about Ray.
They were very much heart of a golden period, certainly back in the 1960s. The Denman Devils, if they weren't winning the grand final, they were in it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, we're there. Yeah, very good period there.
Mate, centenary celebrations coming up on the 30th. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, so we've got our 100-year reunion at the RSL, at Denman RSL. Commences at 4 p.m. in the afternoon and, we'll have memorabilia and we encourage all our supporters and past players and committeemen and anyone who's been involved with the Devils or just wants to come along and starts at 4 o'clock. We'll have some interviews during the night just with past players and whatnot, and it's just a chance for everyone to catch up and mingle, really, and reminisce about the last 100 years, yeah.
That's what old players like to do when they get together, and the tries get longer and the tackles get bigger, don't they?
That's exactly right, yeah, 100%.
Speaking of football, the game that weekend will actually be on the Friday night.
Yeah, so the weekend starts on the Friday, so we've got reserve grade and first grade playing on the Friday night up at Denman Oval, so that'll kick off at 6:30. Against Musselbrook, our old rivals. So, yeah, it should be a good way to kickstart the weekend.
Mate, you must be happy with what the Devils have been doing on the field this year. The only team that's been able to get the better of them is the Thoroughbreds. Liam has very much got the team firing.
Yeah, no, they're going very well. Yeah, we're 8 from 10. So, as you said, Scone's the only team that's beaten us. We've had everyone else covered so far. And so, they're going well. We've got a good group of players there. And, Liam's been leading them around the field extremely well. Young Bailey Taylor, been outstanding all year as well.
Is this the beginning of another golden period for the Devils?
We hope so, yeah. We don't have 18s this year. We're just a bit short of a side. But we've got two good young sides coming through the juniors in our 15s and our 16s. So hopefully they'll progress into the 18s next year and build us, for the next 5 or 6 years, a strong team. And the nucleus of our first grade side are quite young. So, we've got some good leaders there as well, with Adam Gretsch and Brady Bankovich and that, and going forward, those fellas and all our young ones coming through, Ned Chapman and a few other young blokes, should lead us hopefully into another golden era. It'd be very nice.
Is that why the committee decided to bring Liam into the fold? Because of the youngsters coming through, his experience and his knowledge must be priceless for this group.
Yeah, well, it is. Since Gary McKean retired, we hadn't had a good, solid halfback who could, steer us around the paddock and stuff. And Liam had that experience with playing in Sydney and playing around the valley and stuff like that. So, yeah, it was. We got Liam there. He's experienced and he's been sensational, with the young blokes and the experienced players as well. So, yeah, he makes a big difference on the field and at training and, just generally around the club. He's very passionate about the club and, he realises it's our 100th years and he's taken that on board and he's run with it, and he's a very good club man.
Big game tomorrow at home against the Greyhounds, obviously counting towards another victory.
Well, I hope we get another victory. Yeah, they obviously rolled, they rolled Aberdeen the other day.
Yes.
So they've obviously improved and got a couple of new players, I hear, on the grapevine. So it should be a good game. Yeah, we're expecting a good, hard game. We've got a couple of players out. So it should be a challenge. But at home, we'd hope to secure a victory, yes.
Don't forget, we've got the centenary celebrations coming up on Saturday. Well, actually, the weekend of the 30th. The game starts on the Friday night up against the Musselbrook Rams and then the centenary celebrations. If anyone wants to find out any more details, Jay, where do they go? What do they do?
They can get on the Denman Facebook page, Denman Rugby League Facebook page. And if they want to purchase tickets, you can also get them at Hunter Valley Tickets. $65 for the night. That includes all your food and the band and everything for the evening. So it's quite cheap, for a night out. Yeah, so yeah, the Denman Facebook page or Hunter Valley Tickets, or if they need to, they can contact anyone from the Denman committee as well by phone.
Well, don't miss out, because if you do, you'll have to wait another 100 years. Jay Shepherdson, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers, mate.